Blackstone Audio presents Hot Target, a novel by Suzanne Brockman. This book is read by Melanie Eubank and Patrick Lawler.
Prologue. Every now and then, a SEAL team was handed a silver bullet assignment, rescuing a dozen kidnapped supermodels, working extra security blending with the crowd in the stands at the Olympics, a training op in Honolulu during spring break. But no matter how Chief Cosmo Richter looked at it, jamming his 6-foot-4-inch body up the shaft of a 35-year-old garbage chute in a terrorist-ridden country in the middle of the night was not on his top 10 list of dream assignments. Nope. Whoever labeled special operations as the most glamorous branch of the U.S. military didn't have this in mind. As Cosmo led his men farther up the chute and into the building that was an alleged orphanage, he could hear Tony Vlachek, SEAL Team 16's newest and youngest member, working hard not to gag at the overpowering stench. He could also hear the gunfire from the street, as a second squad of SEALs, Mikey Muldoon and 7 men, was led directly into an enemy ambush. Of course, it wasn't really an ambush. Not anymore. The SEAL leader of this op, Lieutenant Mike Muldoon, had guessed correctly that Zia, their informant, had terrorist ties. It was true that Zia had revealed that the civilian hostages were being held in this building, information that was verified by U.S. intelligence. And for sure, the Big Z was all, "Please allow me to help." But he was never quite specific enough about exactly how he wanted to help. Mikey had guessed correctly that helping the hostages escape to freedom wasn't what the Z-Man had in mind. No, it was now clear that the informant's goal was to help the American forces get chopped to bits in a deadly ambush. Zia had been on some kind of alternate timetable as he'd led them here tonight. It wasn't all that obvious, but Mikey, a smart man and quality officer, had paid attention to the man's careful stalling. He'd noted Z's barely perceptible undercurrent of intense excitement. Mike had glanced at Cosmo, who'd sent him back a microscopic nod. Yes, sir, he'd picked up on it too. With just a little froggish imagination, it wasn't hard to theorize that Zia was waiting for, oh, say, a terrorist cell or two to get into place, so that when the SEALs attempted the rescue of the 3 American civilians in that there orphanage, they'd instead be hit by a carefully placed wall of bullets. So, while Mikey had played along, cheerfully following Z's shortcut that added nearly a half mile to their trip, Cosmo and his band of Marys peeled off from the group. They moved much faster and slipped silent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?